I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There's just no let-up for Toyota. Today, the company's president said he has to delay a trip to the U.S. to meet with Toyota dealers and workers. At least one U.S. lawmaker wants to talk to him as well. The lawmaker wants Toyota's chief to testify before Congress. As of this week, the Japanese automaker has been forced to recall some 8.5 million vehicles because of defects and safety concerns. As Jason Strother reports from Seoul, Toyota's troubles couldn't have come at a better time for one of its competitors, Hyundai of South Korea.
As Toyota's safety record was unraveling, Hyundai didn't miss a beat. You might have caught one of its commercials during last weekend's Super Bowl. Hyundai ran more spots than any other car maker during the game.
At Hyundai, we believe that a safety feature like electronic stability control is too important to charge a premium for.
Some dealers have also joined Ford and GM dealers in offering cash rebates to get Toyota owners to defect. Still, Hyundai hasn't said much about the Toyota recalls. A spokeswoman at Hyundai's headquarters in Seoul would only say its rival's situation is unfortunate. But some observers say Hyundai is just being polite.
I don't think Hyundai wants to state overtly that it's delighted, but I'm pretty sure that Hyundai people are salivating over Toyota's woes.
Journalist Don Kirk has covered Hyundai for decades and is author of a book on the Korean automaker.
Hyundai Motor has just had one of its best years in the United States. It is doing really well. It's riding the crest of a wave. And I think that they can only be delighted that Toyota is having troubles, which will indeed make Hyundai all the more successful in the U.S. and other overseas markets.
In fact, Toyota's troubles couldn't have come at a better time for Hyundai. So says Michael Son, an analyst at Uri Investment and Securities in Seoul.
It's a very good opportunity because Hyundai is just about to launch their flagship sedan, Sonata. It will hit the market within a month. And good news is, whenever a generation change Sonata launches in the United States, average sales number increased about 22%.
Son says Hyundai's brand value has continued to climb over the past 5 years as the automaker has improved the quality of its cars. It wasn't too long ago that many U.S. consumers regarded Hyundai and its subsidiary Kia as a cheap alternative to Japanese vehicles, but Korean analysts say those days are over. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.